Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, we went from the great resignation to suddenly the great stuck in a job that you hate. We'll pick up the conversation on this topic in just a moment. But right now, I want to welcome in Tim Brando of Fox Sports, who was had some conflicts with scheduling, but has worked us in. And I sure do appreciate that, Tim. How you doing?
I'm good, David. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. And my apologies for some of that confusion, but It's the holidays and things happen domestically from time to time, but I'm good.
Things happen domestically from time to time. No truer words have ever been spoken. From a great sports mind comes a philosophy for life from Tim Brando. Tim, I wanted to have you on today because I really was surprised at first by the large number of college football teams that have been refusing bids and invitations to play in games that aren't part of the playoff system. But then I got to thinking about it. We don't do this in any other sport. It's only in football where we have these lanyap extra games after the season's over that really are not meaningful in terms of standings or records or anything else, but they are profitable and they are fun and they have been historically rewarding. But now, so many teams are going, no, we don't want to do that. Baseball, you either go to the College World Series or you go home. Basketball, you either go to the Big Dance or the NIT or you go home. In football, we had these extraneous games, and now increasingly teams don't want to participate. What's up with that?
Well, it's a byproduct of what has happened with regard to the college game, college football in particular, trying to have what is, in fact, a far more American approach to its postseason, which is a playoff. That's what we have also in every other sport. You talk about the unique aspects of college football that are different than the other sports, and that's never been more true, and it's been true historically. We used to determine the national champions before, in my lifetime, before the bowl games ever took place. Famously in 1969, right after the 68 election, Richard Nixon brought the Associated Press National Championship Trophy to Texas after they beat Arkansas in what was deemed the game of the century when I was 12 years old. And I, you know, you look back on that, Notre Dame would then later play Texas in the Cotton Bowl, and it wouldn't have mattered had Notre Dame won. Texas still would have been national champions. Now, Texas didn't win the game, but that's we've really evolved a great deal in the 40 years that I've been doing this, starting at ESPN in 85 when I left Louisiana, and now 40 years later at Fox, where I currently reside and have been for 12 years. The bottom line is we have improved in terms of trying to determine what has always been a mythical national championship in college football. We have always had true national champions through a tournament in basketball with the NCAA tournament. College football is not under the jurisdiction of the NCAA monetarily whatsoever. There was a lawsuit brought in 1984 by the universities of Oklahoma and Georgia, which was won in the Supreme Court, which changed college football forever. In those days, only a couple of games were ever seen nationally, and they were all on ABC. We have now this proliferation of games through cable television and now digital, and we have networks now named after conferences that are on cable television.
That is so wild when you think about it.
A lot has changed.
An SEC network.
It is kind of wild compared to just a couple of generations ago. And an ACC network, which by the way, is in business, at least partially, with Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a business agreement to play 5 ACC teams per year and then compete in every other sport within the confines of the ACC, and yet they remain independent in college football. Now, you go figure all this out. I mean, if someone were coming in from another planet and they were trying to survey the sports landscape, they would say, what in the hell has been going on in college football? Because it really has been flying in different directions without much navigation for a long, long time. I would tell you that so much of what's happened here with the bowl situation and with Notre Dame not participating and saying, no, we're not, is based on really the flaws within the system of choosing the 12 teams that are going to play for the college football playoff. And we are in our infancy in terms of 12 teams, because this is only the second year that that's happened. And when Notre Dame, after winning 10 consecutive games, was left out in favor, really, of Alabama, who was playing in an SEC championship game and lost by a lot to Georgia, and did not move at all, stayed right where they were, then the committee decided to flip-flop Miami, which is an ACC full member, for Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was left out. So obviously the Irish and their leadership are very upset, and their players, now players are, as you know, being compensated, and they are getting ready for what's next in their careers. Their veteran players are getting ready for NFL combines, and they want to protect themselves. They don't want to get hurt. And so,
Notre Dame doing it out of protest and to protect players. But what about the Kansas State, Kansas, Iowa State, Florida State, Auburn, UCF, Baylor, Rutgers, Temple?
Sure.
I mean, they're all not participating
for a variety of reasons, mostly because of coaching changes. You got brand new coaches coming in to places like Kansas State and Iowa State, because the Penn State coach is now the former Iowa State coach. The Kansas State coach suddenly determined he would retire, which meant the Texas A&M offensive coordinator, Colin Klein, is going back to his alma mater to coach. And we also have, and this is another thing you've got to consider, David, is that we are in a situation now with regard to the college football playoff and the bowl system, that compensation for players also means they've got to make determinations on whether they are going to stay with a given school or transfer through the transfer portal. And that transfer portal date is now. It's in December. So they're making decisions. Most of these players are making decisions on where they're going to play next year. They're not necessarily going to stay, take their final exams, have a Christmas break like everybody else, and then come back for the next semester. No, they are going to be transferring. And they've got to make a determination where they're going to go in the portal. And then you have National Signing Day, which comes in early January. So coaches and players are making major decisions about their short-term futures at a time when bowl bids are being delivered after the college football reveal of those teams getting in the playoff and those teams going to bowl games would be announced. It has been mentioned that somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to – $60 million in losses could be incurred by the bowl system because of these big exits. Notre Dame brings a lot of eyeballs to games. Had they played BYU, yes, it's a glorified exhibition. It really doesn't mean anything. It's not a part of the playoff because those teams are not in it. But at the same time, even though it's a quality television show for ESPN, it doesn't mean anything. But the team that's replacing Notre Dame is not going to attract the same audience that Notre Dame would have. So it's got physical ramifications on college football, without a doubt. We're in the middle of seeing a situation where we've got to blow up a failed, flawed system on how we're determining which teams are going into this CFP. And then we have to find a way, if there is one, to save the bowls in and of themselves. I personally believe the way to go is for these people that are advertising on bowls and these people that are in communities like my own in Shreveport, where I'm from, born and raised. The Independence Bowl has been around longer than only 10 other bowls. But our game and our community is one that means a great deal to a lot of people. Same would be true for a lot of other bowl sites in this country. I think the best thing to do would be to get rid of bowls and move them to the very beginning of the season. And have the first week of games have matchups, intersectional matchups, that could be sponsored by bowls around the country as an introductory week into college football. Right now we call it week zero. Why do we call it week zero? Why don't we just call it bowl week? We'll have games involving teams in neutral sites to start the season before they actually start playing in their home field.
Yeah, we've seen LSU do this for years, but yeah, let's expand it across college football, have the bowls before the season. That is interesting, because that was my next question, was where do we go from here? Yeah. And do you expect, if we don't do something like that, then more and more teams that don't make the playoffs will refuse to participate? And can we go more than 12 teams? Clearly we can't go 64 like basketball, because you can't play
that
many in football. 16.
We're going to go to 16, and we may go to 16 as soon as next year. And my guess is the problem here is the powers that be, the commissioners of the conferences, because as I said before, the NCAA sanctions bowl games, okay, for some strange reason. They don't need to. We need the people that govern college football to make all college football decisions. As I said, the NCAA does not have any jurisdiction, and nor does it have reap any financial benefit from college football. And yet, for some reason, the presidents of these schools want them to be in charge of policing. And by the way, they don't do a very good job of it. Two, and then they want them to set the dates for the portal.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And for the signing dates, which are the absolute worst times for the portal dates and the signing dates to come up. We've got teams and players that are going to be playing in this playoff that also are trying to determine where they're going to play football next year.
Yeah, we saw what happened with Ole Miss and LSU. I mean,
that's Exhibit A right there. That's Exhibit A. The coach that's about to take his team into the playoff to participate for a national championship is torn to such a degree that he walks away from his team, albeit for him a great opportunity. That's wrong. That's fundamentally wrong. We need to fix that. Okay, some can be critical of Lane. Certainly I have been in spots, but I understand why he was in the situation he was in.
But he never should have been in that situation, yeah. I mean,
exactly. We need to stop that. We need to fix that. And the best way to do it is to get the NCAA the hell out of college football altogether. And if the leaders of the sport, and when I say leaders, I mean the commissioners of the conferences, particularly the four power conferences, if they don't get together and start working in unison for the good of the game, not just for the good of their constituency, we're going to see this thing just flying out of control, and we're going to see some fan revolt to it. We are, because fans see what's going on. It's pretty obvious to them.
Tim Brando, I really appreciate your carving out some time for us and joining us. Fox Sports NFL and college football commentator, Louisiana native, and always a friend of WWL. We appreciate your kind of painting the picture of this huge mess we're in, and we'll have to see if we can find our way out of it.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Thank my wife, too.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Brando. We appreciate it.
We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Tim. Yeah, what do we do? Because if we don't go to a 16-game playoff, and are the bowls dead? Are these meaningless bowls that happen outside of the playoff system going to just wither on the vine and die with more and more teams refusing to participate for a variety of reasons? Is it going to turn into more of what we see in other sports? I don't know, but I know it's a big mess, and we'll see. They keep trying different things in college football, and it seems the mess just keeps getting messier. We'll continue this conversation if you want to talk about people hating their jobs after this. You know, the college football, everything in college football just keeps getting murkier and muddier and messier when you add in, okay, we're going to have players get paid now through the name, image, and likeness scene and scenario. And so now you have schools scrambling to get on board with that and find ways to get the NIL money to promise players big, big paychecks to come play at their schools. You then add in the transfer portal that allows players to shop their services from one school to another to the highest bidder, and you have essentially no great backups that are going to be left at positions, because a guy on the bench who thinks he can get playing time and increases NIL money somewhere else is going to go there. Then you couple in these deadlines for recruiting and no windows for coaching hiring, and you get situations like Lane Kiffin forced to make a decision on whether he wants to coach his team into the playoffs and on a national championship run or take a dream job at LSU. And now that you have a 12-team playoff, which everyone seemed to think was going to be better than any of the systems they've used in the past to determine who is the national champion in college football, but all of those things combined with the 12-team playoff has team after team after team refusing bowl bids now and ending up with teams with winning records saying, no, we don't want to participate in the bowl because we have a new coach, because our players don't want to get hurt because they're going into the draft or the transfer portal. No, we don't want to do that because it's a meaningless game. Or no, we don't want to do that for whatever other reason. And now you have team after team after team refusing to go to a bowl that they're invited to. So you have teams with losing records now going into the bowls. And it's just, it's all a big fat mess. And I know everyone's got a different idea how to fix it and what should be done next. But bottom line is, for now, it really is a mess. But that having been said, people still love college football. Fans still are going to watch college football and love watching college football. And regardless of how many teams are in the playoffs or who's participating in bowls, there's going to be interest. There's going to be people watching and listening to games on television and radio or streaming games, and there's going to be an audience. But it all, of course, is going to come down to the money and who has the money, who wants the money, and who can get the money to determine how ultimately this ends up. I don't know what the future holds. The one thing that's been constant in college football is everything changes, and they keep trying a new system, and it keeps making it messier and muddier. Will they find one that cleans it up and makes it more streamlined and better for all? I don't know. But as we like to say in radio, stay tuned. Call me now, 504-260-1870, if you have ideas on this. Also want to talk to you, before Tim Brando was able to join us on the radio, I was introducing or talking about the topic about how the vast majority of Americans do not love their job. The vast majority of Americans either hate or just don't care for their job. And to me, that is a disaster. I want to hear from you at 504-260-1870. If you hate your job, if you work with people who hate your job, if you're a supervisor and you have employees who hate their jobs or are just disengaged and don't care about their jobs, I want to talk about it. And if you have a solution, let me know at 504-260-1870 on how we fix this. Because overwhelmingly, 69% of Americans are not loving their jobs. Should you love your job? Does that make sense? Is that the ideal? Can you love your job? Let's continue the conversation. We also have Senator John Kennedy joining us in a few minutes after we check on WWL traffic. New report says 41% of Americans feel stuck in their jobs, and 69% of the American workforce is either not engaged or is actively disengaged from their work. They don't like or they don't love or even like their jobs. They just kind of show up. Dixie, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, my thought is this. We need to force Congress to do something about the health insurance crisis. This should not be a problem in this country. We're the richest country in the world. Why on earth are we held captive by these insurance companies? And it just breaks my heart that these people cannot move out of something that they hate because they're afraid their insurance is, they won't have any insurance.
Yeah, 50% of people surveyed said they would love to start their own business. They'd love to work for themselves, but they can't because they can't afford the insurance. They need their boss to pay part of their insurance premiums.
Yeah, and they're probably very creative people. Look at what they could offer the economy for themselves and for the rest of the country, you know, like you see on ABC News, you know, they have the thing about Buy America, and they show all these people with these different, a soap company or making jams and jellies and things like that. And they're happy people.
As long as they're healthy and don't need health insurance, apparently. But we lost Dixie. Sorry, the call dropped there. But Dixie, the question is then, what is the solution and what do we do about what do we do to get people affordable health care? And that's one of the things we can talk about with U.S. Senator John Kennedy, who's joining us now on the live line. Good morning, Senator Kennedy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Dave. Thanks for having me, man.
Glad that you're here. Let's start there. I was going to talk to you about immigration first, but since we're kind of transitioning here, let's start there because I know that that has been kind of the topic of the day there on the Hill, particularly for the Senate, talking about the future of the Affordable Care Act, health care subsidies, and what is the solution to giving Americans access to affordable health care if not keeping these subsidies in place?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Well, if I were king for a day, I'm not, and I don't aspire to be. Here's what I would do to help the 24 million people who get their health care through the exchanges, which, of course, is a small percentage of Americans, but nonetheless important. To reduce the cost of health care, we could pass a bill requiring what's called site neutrality, which means you pay the same price for a procedure in the hospital as you do in an outpatient clinic. Right now, we pay more if you get the service in a hospital. That makes absolutely no difference. Number two, the subsidies that you talk about right now, that we have right now, are paid directly by the federal government to the insurance companies. There's an enormous amount of fraud, just enormous amount of fraud in the billions. I would change the law to provide that the money goes from the federal government to the patient, to the people. And they get to decide which insurance program they want to buy, not just sending the money to the insurance companies. Those would be two of the things that I would do almost immediately. The third thing I would do is we have an executive order that provides this, but hospitals aren't complying. Hospitals need to post their prices so people can shop around. They're required to do it, but a lot of hospitals don't comply.
Yeah, that's always a huge mystery. You never know when you're going in for a medical procedure or a hospitalization or whatever. You have no idea what it's going to cost you in the end, whether you have insurance or not, whether you have Medicare or Medicaid or not, whether you have whatever your situation. You really do have no idea what it's going to cost. You just have to wait for that bill and then, you know, get pie-eyed because it's always much larger than you ever thought it could be.
Well, if you went into Costco tomorrow and you bought a bunch of stuff and you went to check out and they said, okay, that's great. We're not going to tell you what you got to pay. We'll tell you in about 6 weeks. But you can take the stuff home. But if you don't pay in 6 weeks, whatever we tell you, we're going to bankrupt you. Nobody would buy anything from Costco. But that's how we do healthcare. Doesn't make any sense.
Is there any model you like for universal healthcare or providing public healthcare to all Americans?
Well, we have almost universal healthcare now. Most people get their health care through their employer. We have a large portion of people who get their health care through Medicaid if their income is low enough. And we have a large portion of people who get their health care through Medicare, the elderly. There's a group, I think it's 10 to maybe 15%, who don't fall into any of those three groups that were allowed under Obamacare to go onto an exchange and buy insurance with the federal government's help. And we were told if we would do that, that health insurance for those 24 million people would be cheaper and it would be more accessible. And it's been neither. We were told it would make our lives better. It's made our lives worse. And it's now time to fix the exchanges for those 24 million people. For those 24 million people, we are spending $350 billion over a 10-year period. It's outrageous. I mean,
what's the alternative? What do we do instead?
Just you can keep the exchanges, but you have to reform how we're delivering the care. Stop sending the money directly to the insurance company. Send it to people. Reform your billing practices. Require transparency. Get serious about the fraud. There is an enormous amount of fraud. GAO just came out with a report day before yesterday. There's an enormous amount of fraud in the billions of dollars that we know how to stop. We just have to pass legislation to do it.
We found
people, dead people, who have signed up for these subsidies. I mean, it's just nobody's checking.
Talking with U.S. Senator John Kennedy, let's shift topics now to the immigration crackdown we're seeing here in Louisiana with U.S. Border Patrol sending some 250 agents to try and round up reportedly some 5,000 illegal immigrants in the region, which would be between 5 and 10% of the reported illegal immigrants around here. Your thoughts on the coverage we've seen of this and the operation itself?
Under federal law, which is supreme under Article 6 of the Constitution, legal immigration is legal, and illegal immigration is illegal. Legally, we bring in 1 million of our world's neighbors every year. They're properly vetted, more than any other country. But we have a lot of folks during the last administration, between 8 and 12 million, who came in illegally, and we don't have the slightest idea of who they are. The last administration, federal administration, did not enforce federal law. The Trump administration is. And it sent in, I think, 250, 300 agents to New Orleans. Many of them are now in Baton Rouge to enforce federal law. They've arrested, I'm told, around 50 people in New Orleans, among the most serious criminals. They arrested a guy named Jorge Vieira Serrano of Cuba, who was convicted of forcible rape and is in our country illegally. Ben Von To of Vietnam, he has a rap sheet as long as your arm. He was in our country illegally. Anthony Jose Soraya Gutierrez of Nicaragua, he's a member of the 18th Street Gang. He's in our country illegally. And we have arrested, those are three of the worst, and they will be arrested, have been arrested, and they will be deported. That's federal law. Some people don't like it, but if you don't like federal law, you should change it, not just not follow it.
There's been a lot of criticism of the tactics that the Border Patrol agents are using. The Associated Press put out a report that only a handful of the people detained were these actual worst of the worst criminals. Any response to those who have been critical of what they believe are overhanded tactics by Border Patrol and the Associated Press report that they're really not going after just the bad criminals? They're going after people who are here illegally without rap sheets.
No, I think that's true. I think when you're in our country illegally, you're violating federal law. It's a crime. Now, the agents are primarily looking for criminals. But if they come across someone who's not a criminal, who doesn't have a rap sheet, but he's in our country illegally, which is a violation of federal law, they're not just going to ignore them. And so I don't know where this started, where people said, oh, they're only going to arrest people who are really, really, really bad. Well, they're trying to get those folks, but they're also trying to enforce federal immigration law as well. And look, the agents are required to follow due process, including the standard of reasonable suspicion. If they don't, people are certainly entitled to file a 1983 action in court. But most of the Frankly, Dave, most of the allegations that I've heard of federal agents violating the law are coming from people, local elected officials, who just believe that we ought to have open borders. And they're entitled to have that belief, but that's not federal law.
Senator John Kennedy is our guest for just a couple more minutes. He's got to run, and we do too. So let me ask you quickly. The government was shut down for the longest period ever earlier this year. Mm-hmm. There are fears that the stopgap measure that opened it up again will lead to another shutdown in January. Do you see the government shutting down again? And are conversations amongst you and your colleagues to prevent that from happening, you think, going to be successful?
I hope so. The choice to shut down government was from my Democratic colleagues. I voted 14 times to open it up. They voted 14 times to keep it shut down until they finally did. We have another deadline, January 30th. I can assure you I will vote to keep government open, but I can't tell you, Dave, how anybody else will vote, including my Democratic friends.
Senator Kennedy, we sure appreciate, we know your time is valuable, and sure appreciate your sharing some of it with us here. Anything else you want to say before we let you run?
No, thanks, Dave. You're a damn good news director and reporter.
Well, I appreciate that. You have a fantastic holiday season. Enjoy your Christmas and your new year.
Thanks, man.
Senator John Kennedy with us here on WWL. Back with Newell next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.